Welcome to the MicroConf podcast. I'm your host, Rob Walling. And in this episode, it's called the MicroConf Tactics episode. We pull audio from one of our most popular YouTube videos from our almost 100,000 subscriber channel. This video is called Low-Cost Marketing Strategies That Actually Work from a Three-Time SaaS Founder. And in it, you guessed it, I dive into low-cost marketing strategies that actually work. It's a really good video, and it has almost 10,000 views. If you want to check out the amazing visuals my team put together, you can click the link in the show notes or head to microconf.com/YouTube. Before we get into this episode, if you haven't checked out the SaaS Launchpad, now's the time. This is my 9.5-hour video course that takes you from no idea to your first paying SaaS customer. And you don't have to take my word for it. Here's what recent SaaS Launchpad graduate Val Soapy had to say, and I'm quoting him here. I loved the rapid-paced nature, the hands-on interviews with industry leaders, and the overall well-structured content. The course helped me discover my most recent B2B SaaS, which I just launched, and with which I'm already in the process of signing up my second client with over 80 employees, after signing up my first client with over 300 employees. End quote. And I've recently added a new module to this course featuring Arvid Kahl, the founder of Podscan.fm. Arvid and I go deep on what really matters before you bring AI into your SaaS, what to watch out for, what's working, and where founders are getting tripped up right now. If you're even thinking about AI, you'll want to hear this. And if you buy and finish the course in the next 30 days, you'll be entered to win a 30-minute one-on-one session with me. We can workshop your SaaS idea, tackle challenges, or map out your next move together. If you want to kick the tires first, you can get a free sample lesson at saaslaunchpad.co. It's a 28-minute video on the DNA of a great SaaS idea. And as a bonus, if you watch the video before June 1, you'll be entered to win a full copy of the course completely free. Since you're listening to this podcast, enter the promo code LAUNCH at checkout. You'll find all the details and the free sample at saaslaunchpad.co. And with that, let's dive into some low-cost marketing strategies that actually work. I've watched hundreds, if not thousands of founders over the years build amazing products that absolutely no one uses. They spend 6 months coding in their basement, they launch on Product Hunt or throw a random post onto Reddit, and then crickets. So as a bootstrapper, I get it. When you're just starting out, every dollar counts. You can't throw thousands of dollars at paid ads or hire expensive marketing agencies. And frankly, those approaches might not work anyways, but you're not sitting on millions of dollars in funding. After building and selling multiple SaaS companies, all of them bootstrapped, all on a shoestring marketing budget, I feel like I've cracked the code on a low-cost marketing strategy that actually works. This isn't the spray and pray advice you see everywhere. It's not about burning cash on Facebook ads or hiring expensive consultants. Your time is limited, and you need to be systematic and focused on finding growth channels that actually move the needle. So over the next 7 to 10 minutes, I'm going to show you exactly how to choose the right marketing channels to start with and get your first paying customers, even if you hate marketing and you have a tiny budget. I'm Rob Walling, a serial entrepreneur, an investor in more than 210 SaaS companies, and I've written 5 books on starting startups. So a good chunk of the framework that I lay out in this video builds on my second book, and I wrote it back in 2011. It's called Start Marketing, The Day You Start Coding, and I revised and updated that book just 2 years ago. If you stick around till the end of this video, I'll let you know where you can get a free copy of that book, no strings attached. So when I think about marketing, and marketing a SaaS company specifically, the challenge of it is there is no one-size-fits-all approach, because there are a lot of different ways to get the word out about your SaaS company. So in my fourth book, The SaaS Playbook, I have a list of all 20 B2B SaaS marketing approaches that I've seen people use. You can get a free sample chapter of that if you head over to saasplaybook.com. But just to run through a few of the approaches that I mentioned out of those 20, there's content, there's SEO, there's pay-per-click ads, cold outreach, partnerships and integrations, which I group together as a single approach, affiliate marketing, free tools, hangouts, Q&A sites. There's a lot of them. So that's a handful of them to give you an idea of the approaches that I'm talking about. And a question I often hear is, okay, I have your 20 marketing approaches. How do I know which channel to start with? And to answer that, I have 2 questions for you. Where are your customers? Where do they hang out? Where are they looking for a solution like yours? If they're going to Google, then you probably want to try Google SEO. If they're going to YouTube, then you either want to be interviewed on people's YouTube channels or you want to create YouTube videos that are answering the questions that people are asking when they're trying to solve your problems. You can also, instead of doing SEO, you can buy pay-per-click ads if you have the budget. Now, I know this video is about low-cost marketing approaches, but I do want to call that out as an option. Cold outreach, which is to do emails, DMs on LinkedIn, on X, Twitter, on other place to find folks who are qualified. So that's the first question is where do your customers hang out and where are they looking for a solution to the problem that your software solves? Then the second question I would ask is, do you have an advantage with any of the marketing approaches? And I'm not saying ask yourself, which of these do I want to do? Because that's a terrible question. It's not what you want to do. You know, if you want to lose weight, you need to eat more spinach, eat less ice cream, and you need to work out. What you want to do is eat more ice cream, no spinach, no workout. That doesn't matter. If you actually want to lose weight, if you actually want to get fit, you have to do things that you don't want to do. Same thing with building a business. If you only want to do the things you want to do, which is write code and post to Twitter, go find a hobby. Don't start a startup. Don't start a SaaS company. Building a company, doing it well and being successful requires you to do things you don't want to do from time to time. And marketing and sales might be two of those things. Posting to Twitter and social media does not count as marketing. I really want to drive that home here. So don't come here saying, well, I'm building an audience so that I can someday sell my SaaS to it. Don't do that. Do something that actually moves the needle, like content SEO, cold outreach, free tools, affiliate marketing, hangouts, Q&A sites, you know, whatever it is from the SaaS playbook. You're asking yourself these two questions. Where are your potential customers? How are they searching to find a solution like this? And do I have an advantage with any of the existing marketing approaches? So once you have all the marketing approaches, I would personally put them in like a Google Sheet and I would do an ICE analysis, which is impact, confidence, and ease. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what is the impact of this particular marketing approach in my given space, that if it works, what will the impact be? What is my confidence of how likely it is to succeed? And then the E is how easy is this to execute, right? So 1 to 10, with 10 being, you know, an impact of 10 is huge, confidence of 10 is I'm super certain, and 10 is, oh, it's super easy to do. And so then what you can do is you can multiply your ICE scores for each of these marketing approaches, and you get a single number. And would I just sort descending order and do the one at the top? Probably not. I would want to sanity check it for sure. And you're not just guessing at these, but there is some guesswork involved. Realistically, you may have to go online and do some research. You might need to have a conversation with someone you know who knows about marketing, or you might need to read a book like Traction by Gabriel Weinberg about marketing. You might need to do some research on YouTube. You might need to have a conversation with ChatGPT or Claude and learn more about these marketing approaches and figure out how I can find out where my customers are and how they are searching for the solution to the problem that they have, the problem that I'm solving. So once I had those ICE scores, I would also then look at the speed of each of the marketing approaches. So I have this thing called the three-factor framework, and I apply this to marketing approaches. The three factors are the speed of the approach, how quickly it works, the cost of the approach. Usually I think about that in terms of dollars, but it can also be time. And then scalability. How much will this scale? Because posting to a Q&A site or responding to Reddit threads can be fast and relatively low cost, but it's not extremely scalable. That's okay. Nothing is perfect. Nothing is super fast, low cost, and highly scalable, right? If you find a marketing approach like that, you are very, very lucky. But usually what I'm going to do is once I've done that ICE analysis, I'm going to pick one fast approach and I'm going to pick one slow marketing approach. Fast marketing approaches are ones that can give you a customer tomorrow or today. Slow marketing approaches might be like content and SEO, which might take 6 months to work. And the reason that I do this is I want to be building something long-term. Usually the slow ones are more scalable and you get a flywheel going. And I also want to have customers now. Cold outreach can be one of those where I'm DMing people I know, cold and warm outreach, to be honest. So once I know which marketing approach or approaches I'm going to use, I'm going to dive in. I'm going to learn as much as I can about it, and I'm going to implement, and I'm going to execute, and I'm going to grind until I know that it doesn't work, or I know that it works, right? It's either working or it's not. A common question I get is, how long should I invest in a marketing approach before I pull the plug? How do I know it's working? We know it's working if it's at least bringing leads in. It's bringing people in who you're having conversations with. Now, if you don't close any of those deals or no one signs up, you don't have new customers, that may mean that your product isn't any good. You don't have product market fit. You're not solving a problem people want. Or it may mean that you're bringing the wrong leads or the wrong prospects, wrong customers into your fold. And there's a judgment call to be had there. But realistically, most marketing approaches, I'm going to invest 2 to 3 months at a minimum. And if it's SEO, it's probably 6 or more months. So if I'm going to try to learn cold outreach and do it well, I know that from the beginning, my message isn't going to be great. My list isn't going to be great. My product might not be that great. My copy isn't going to be that great. And so I don't just go out for a week, send some emails, and say, oh, no one responded. It didn't work. I educate myself on how to do it. I execute pretty hard for months. And then if I'm getting mediocre results, I figure out, can I tune and improve these? If I'm getting no results, I probably pull the plug after several months. I've definitely tried a lot of marketing approaches in my days as an entrepreneur. Some of them have worked, and the ones that work usually have this asymmetric upside where they work really well, and you don't need 5 or 10 marketing approaches to grow a successful product. You can often find 1 or 2 that work really well, and if and when you do that, it just grows month after month after month. You have to keep innovating and keep pushing on it, but don't feel like you have to find 5 or 10 marketing approaches to build an incredible company. And then you might be wondering, all right, so don't make me figure this out. What are the channels that maybe 80% of founders should probably start with? And these I call my big five. They're content, SEO, pay-per-click ads, cold outreach, and partnerships and integrations. Call them the big five because they are by far the 5 most used B2B SaaS marketing approaches that I see bootstrapped and mostly bootstrapped founders using. Those are in no particular order either. These are just the things that I see working across my 212 investments in B2B SaaS companies, as well as the tens of thousands of SaaS entrepreneurs who I interact with through my books and the podcast and my accelerator. In all of the content that I put out on the internet, I talk a lot about frameworks and playbooks. And I know they work because I see them working in TinySeed. TinySeed is the gold standard in startup accelerators that focus on SaaS companies. If you're looking for the right amount of funding, mentorship, advice, and community to dramatically accelerate your growth and make your journey less lonely, applications for the accelerator are open now through February 23rd. Head to tinyseed.com/apply to find out more and to submit your application. And if you're interested in investing in B2B SaaS companies that are ambitious, that are mostly bootstrapped, that are highly capital efficient, but have high ambitions to build 7-figure companies that sell for 8 figures, we are raising our 3rd investment fund. We know that there's an alternate approach to venture capital that does not rely on unicorn billion-dollar outcomes. If you're an accredited investor and you're looking to diversify into ambitious B2B SaaS companies and to index across dozens or hundreds of these companies, instead of trying to find your own deal flow and vet them and try to pick, that's what we do for a living. I've been in this business for 20 years. We've gotten pretty good at it. So head to tinyseed.com/invest if you want to read our investment memo to fill out the form there, and my co-founder, Anar Volset, will reach out to you. Our fund is only going to be open for a handful of months and then it will close. The last fund we raised was 2 or 3 years ago. So if you're interested in potentially investing or indexing across a bunch of ambitious B2B SaaS companies, tinyseed.com/invest. So the bonus that I teased at the beginning of the video is my book, Start Marketing the Day You Start Coding. And it's available to download for free over at robwalling.com. I'm going to drop a link in the description for this video. You can head over there and grab it yourself.